What separates companies that consistently outperform from those that stumble despite having similar resources? More often than not, it comes down to what they choose to measure. Think of it this way. Trying to run a business without proper metrics is like navigating through fog without instruments. You might eventually reach your destination, but the journey will be needlessly treacherous. This is where key performance indicators enter the picture, not as bureaucratic boxes to check, but as essential navigational tools that transform raw data into actionable wisdom. We generate more data every 2 days than humanity created from its dawn until 2003. Without the right KPIs cutting through this noise, organizations risk drowning in information while starving for insight. Creating a culture where metrics matter requires finesse, not force. The most successful approach? Start small with a few carefully chosen metrics, explain clearly why they matter, and, here's the crucial part, actually use the data to drive decisions. When people see that collected information leads to real action rather than gathering dust in forgotten reports, buy-in follows naturally. Picture a sales team that was once micromanaged on call quantities, leading predictably to gaming the system. When leadership shifted focus to high-level indicators like genuine revenue growth, performance improved authentically. Only measure what matters. Start with questions you need answered, not metrics that look impressive. Your KPIs serve two purposes: strategic indicators, tracking long-term organizational goals, and operational metrics, monitoring daily performance for immediate adjustments. Think of your business as a pear tree. The fruit represents your products, but pears emerge from an intricate network of roots, trunk, and branches working in harmony. Similarly, your outputs result from interconnected business components requiring attention. Many leaders believe only tangible elements like sales can be measured. This is wrong. Everything becomes measurable once you define what you're assessing. Company culture transforms from abstract concept to quantifiable data when broken into components like employee happiness or innovation levels. The sweet spot? 15 to 25 high-level KPIs that illuminate the complete business landscape without overwhelming decision makers. KPIs should empower learning and growth, never serve as weapons for control or intimidation. Most business strategies rest on unexamined assumptions about customer behavior, market trends, and competitive dynamics. Google challenged the notion that good managers make a difference by correlating staff satisfaction, turnover, and productivity with manager performance. The results were striking. Departments with top managers showed highest productivity, lowest turnover, and greatest satisfaction. Google then identified 8 specific behaviors distinguishing great managers, from coaching effectively to communicating clear vision. This mirrors how Bill James revolutionized baseball by replacing subjective scouting with quantifiable metrics, enabling Billy Beane's Oakland Athletics to reach the playoffs despite the third lowest payroll. The principle translates directly to business. KPI-driven experiments provide objective insights that experience alone cannot. For valid results, eliminate bias through representative sampling, regular data collection, multiple source triangulation, and measuring actual behaviors rather than stated opinions. Notably, research shows financial rewards can decrease performance, while handwritten notes or sincere gratitude often prove more motivating. Brilliant KPIs mean nothing without effective communication. Decision makers drown in information, so your reports must capture attention immediately through visual appeal and laser-focused relevance. Like magazines that design covers for maximum impact, customize each KPI report for specific decision makers rather than creating generic documents that help no one. Ask 5 essential questions. Who will read this? What do they already know? What do they expect? What do they want to know? What will they do with this information? Mix narrative with visual representations, choosing graphs wisely. Different visualization types serve different purposes, and overuse diminishes impact. Keep visuals simple, ensure key messages stand out, use color sparingly, avoid unnecessary 3D effects, and deploy graphs only when they reveal meaningful patterns. The goal isn't presenting data, it's answering the questions that matter. How does this affect me? What should we do differently? When measurement becomes about collective improvement rather than individual punishment, something remarkable happens. People stop hiding problems and start solving them. Financial KPIs reveal your business heartbeat, whether you're making money and how much becomes profit. While both profit and growth matter, profit wins because without it, there's nothing to reinvest. Profit figures only provide insight when compared to previous periods or similar companies. The most common cause of business failure isn't lack of sales, it's running out of cash. The cash conversion cycle measures how long each dollar remains tied up before converting to cash, helping identify supply chain inefficiencies. Even profitable companies collapse when cash flow dries up. Revenue and profit require delivering quality products efficiently. Lean principles view efficiency from the customer's perspective, treating any expenditure that doesn't create customer value as waste demanding elimination. Six Sigma aims for defect levels below 3.4 per million opportunities. Imagine a goalkeeper conceding just one goal every 147 years. Understanding capacity utilization reveals opportunities to increase revenue without additional costs. Low utilization means unused capacity. You can produce more without spending more on equipment or people. Net Promoter Score asks one question: how likely would you recommend us to a friend? This divides customers into promoters, loyal enthusiasts fueling growth, passives, satisfied but vulnerable, and detractors, unhappy customers spreading negativity. Satisfied customers aren't enough. You need enthusiastic promoters. When customers recommend your business, their own loyalty increases through active participation. Not all customers deliver equal value. Typically, 80% of revenue comes from 20% of customers. Understanding customer lifetime value helps identify your most valuable relationships, deserving attention, transforming resource allocation from acquiring any customer to cultivating those generating sustainable value. Yet, measuring people matters more than measuring machinery. Employee engagement drives financial performance far more than satisfaction. Gallup estimated 73% of U.S. employees were actively disengaged in 2007, costing up to $350 billion yearly in lost productivity. The 360-degree feedback approach provides comprehensive assessment from supervisors, coworkers, customers, and suppliers, offering more objective foundations for development than traditional top-down reviews. In a data-saturated world, competitive advantage belongs to those who measure what matters and act on insights. KPIs aren't bureaucratic burdens, they're liberation from guesswork, transforming abstract strategy into concrete action and illuminating blind spots before they become crises. Thriving businesses don't have the most data, they have the clearest understanding of which numbers drive success. Start by asking, what questions need answers? What decisions am I making blind? What assumptions remain untested? Build your measurement framework around these answers. Create a culture where metrics spark learning rather than fear, where data drives conversation and innovation, where everyone understands not just what to measure, but why. You can't improve what you don't measure, but when you measure what matters, improvement becomes inevitable. The journey from data overwhelmed to insight driven begins with a single question and the courage to measure what truly counts.